Which together is Sterling?
You know, Sterling looked sharp. He did some things, particularly from the inside, the slot position that we've relied upon in the past, can be really important for us. Had a couple big third down catches for us, and had continues to improve and get back to the type of player that was so important to us last year.
As someone who sees him every day, what have these past few weeks been like, in your opinion, for Davis Webb with all the speculation running around?
Davis continues to work very hard. He's a sponge. He soaks up everything, and he's part of that quarterback room along with Geno and Eli, and doing all the things necessary to get that position ready to play. So he's doing a great job.
You take away the turnovers. Did you see more that you left out on the field than normal? Because it seemed like, from a visual standpoint, there were big plays to be made that you missed.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Tom. The turnovers were really the story of the game, in my opinion. I mean, we had three big turnovers that put our defense in a bind, and anytime we're turning the football over, that means that we're not having opportunities to continue to move the ball ourselves. We can't continue to establish a run game. We can't have some of the play action passes, and then, as you'd mentioned, having some opportunities for some plays down the field. And so hard to look past those three, in all honesty, because they were so frustrating for all of us. But certainly, you know, there's opportunities that are there, and whether it's breaking a long run or completing on some of the long passes, you know, those are things that we're going to have to make sure we take advantage of.
Like, you have been running the ball since you kind of took over the plays. It seems like the running game is taking off a little bit, obviously, aside from the turnovers, which you guys just referenced to. Do you feel like you're getting some sort of stride with that?
We feel good about where the run game has been and where it's headed. When we took a look at the most recent games in terms of the normal down and distance runs, we have been efficient. It's a credit to those guys up front, credit to the tight ends. The backs are hitting it hard, and guys in the perimeter are taking a lot of pride in helping to try to spring some of those longer runs. And so it's a mentality, it's a commitment, it's something that the guys have bought into, and I think we continually emphasize that not all of them are going to be pretty. You know, not all of them are going to break through there and into the secondary. There's going to be some 2-yard and 3-yard runs that are ugly and gritty, but that's who we are, and that's what we need to be.
When you start the way you did the other day, before all the bad stuff started to happen, look like you could run the ball at will at that point. What do you think? I know it's just a little tiny piece of the game, but when you're in that rhythm, what are you thinking? Where do you think that game's going, the way your team is?
Well, anytime we're able to run the football, I mean, that's an advantage for us, as it will be for any team, for that matter. I mean, that enables us to wear that defense down a little bit. They might not have as much starch, if you will, in terms of third down in that pass rush, and it can set up some of the play action passes. And I think there's, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, from a mentality standpoint, just kind of having guys feel that they're imposing their will to an extent. And so that is, it is a good feeling. And you know, when we can stick with it, and we try to stick with it. In fact, I can't remember what the exact series was, but it was right when the rain started to come down. It would run. It was going good, and we were going to keep running until they stopped it. But unfortunately, we had the fumble, and of course, that, as you mentioned, changes everything.
But talking about everybody that he does so special, so helpful. Is there any, like, special sauce
involved? Well, he's a true pro in terms of taking care of his body. You know, I don't imagine him doing anything other than when he gets home, spending quality time with his wife and kids. He's not out, you know, running the streets, obviously, but, you know, he does, you look at what he's eating, you know, it's hard to find him putting anything but nutritious things in his body. And you guys have all documented, you know, the whole, you know, how he goes through his routine as far as stretching his arms, you know, stretching his shoulders and so forth. His commitment is full time. It's not just what he does in the film room and preparing himself. It's not just what he does in the practice, on the practice field. But I think, you know, in all phases of his life, you know, he has a great balance and a perspective, and certainly served him well through this long streak.
Are there technical things he can do with just fumbles?
Well, no question, anytime anyone's turning the ball over, it's bad for us. And he's aware of that. I think that we always try to emphasize that when something breaks down, when you're in the grasp, you know, the competitive nature sometimes comes into play where guys want to try to maybe fight through that and try to complete the football or try to escape from the pressure. But then, as they always say, the old cliche, it's true, it's the guy you don't see that can knock the ball out. And oftentimes, you know, with just having one hand on the football, that makes it a little bit easier. I mean, there's times you take any quarterback, you know, they can have two hands, they can have a vice grip, but if they get hit hard enough, that ball comes out. But certainly when there are those situations where he can keep two hands on the ball, or basically, you know, it's a play that's broken down, and you might have to take the sack. You know, a punt's not a bad thing. We just got to keep grinding away.